pull those nothing about. When His Spirit touches me, I sing and I shout. My God, now for the sweet Holy Ghost. He's given me life, oh yes, He's changing me so. Oh, I'm so glad somebody prayed for me. Now I have a joy that Paul knows nothing about. When His Spirit touches me, I sing and I shout. God, now for His sweet Holy Ghost, He's giving me life, oh yes, He's changing my soul. Oh, I'm so glad somebody prayed for me. Now I have a joy this world knows nothing about. When His Spirit touches me, I sing and I shout. Praising my God, now for this sweet Holy Ghost. It's giving me life, oh yes, it's changing me so. Oh, I'm so glad somebody prayed for me. Now I have a joy this world knows nothing about. When His Spirit touches me, I sing and I shout. Praising my God now for His sweet Holy Ghost. It's given me life, oh yes, He's changing me so. Oh, I'm so glad somebody prayed for me. Now I have a joy this world knows nothing about. When His Spirit touches me, I sing and I shout. Praising my God now for the sweet Holy Ghost. It's given me life, oh yes, it's changing me so. I'm so glad somebody prayed for me. Now I have a joy this world knows nothing about. When His Spirit touches me, I sing and I shout. Praising my God now for this sweet Holy Ghost. It's giving me life, oh yes, He's changing me so. Oh, I'm so glad somebody prayed for me. Now I have a joy this world knows nothing about. When His Spirit touches me, I sing and I shout. I'm free. I'm praising my God now for this sweet Holy Ghost. It's giving me life, oh yes, it's changing my soul. Oh, I'm so glad somebody prayed for me.
Didn't give it to me, oh yes, this joy I have. The world didn't give it to me, no, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Oh yes, this joy I have. The world didn't give it to me, oh, this joy I have. The world didn't give it to me, oh yes, this joy I have.
to me. Oh, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Oh, this joy I have.
No, the world
didn't give it to me. This joy I have. The world didn't give to me.
Oh, yes,
this joy I have. The world didn't give to me. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Oh, this joy I have. The world didn't give to me. Yes, Lord, oh, this joy I have. The world didn't give to me. Oh, this joy I have.
No,
the world didn't give to me. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away.
Away. Oh, this joy I have.
can't take it away.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for joy today.
Hallelujah.
If you got joy, then you got it from somewhere other than this world. It didn't come from this world. It comes from the Lord. You know that. So I'm so thankful today that we're recognizing what God is giving us and where it comes from. And I said, if there's any good thing, it come from God. So if you got joy today, it came from the Lord. Hallelujah. Just want to tell you, just in case you wondered about it. But, you know, God is so good to us, and he blessed us. Listen, Brother Smith, appreciate God blessing him on his trip, bringing him home safe, and giving us a report of what's going on in the Dominican Republic and what God is doing. It's costly, but it's a work of God. And I appreciate him sharing that with us and giving us some of the book of Revelation this morning, what he had time to give us, and helping us to understand God's work better and understand what God is doing, his plan, his overall plan. And I just try to myself, I may not quite all understand all of God's plan, but God does have an overall plan. And I want to try to fit with God and his plan and what God is doing, his time frame and what he's doing with his church, and to know, recognize the moves that God make with his church. And I appreciate men of God that has given us, trying to help us to see. You know, when Elisha's servant was with Elisha, I believe it was Elisha's, and, you know, they were surrounded by these armies, and he was getting, his servant was getting really concerned about it, and he told God, Elijah, I believe it was Elijah, wasn't it? But anyway, he told God to open his servant's eyes. You know, God can open our eyes, you know, and I appreciate men that are, Brother Tuck used to tell us about opening something up. You know, sometimes you can't just tell somebody something just outright, you know, just straightforward. You kind of have to beat around the, he used to call it beating around the bung. You know, when you open the, I think he referred to opening like a 55-gallon drum or something. You can't just beat on the, you kind of have to work this thing out, you know, get the peg out. So you have to kind of work around something, paint a picture. And then even when the person get it, you know, they may not even realize that you painted the picture for them to get it. But still, if they just get it, if God opens their eyes, and that's what we're wanting. We're wanting God to open our eyes and help us to see what he's doing. You know, when you begin to see what God, like when he told God to open his servant's eyes, when he began to see the host of heaven around him, you know, he didn't see that at first. He just saw those natural armies, and it bothered him. You know, he was getting worried. But when he began to see what else God had out there, you know, his host, then those natural armies didn't mean much. You know, I mean, it didn't mean nothing. You know, when you're up against some hard things and you realize, you know, God is helping me. You know, when you realize God is on your side. Yeah. Oh, God. Then, you know, I mean, what is cancer? What is these things? Brother Hart was telling them. You know, that's just things that happen. You know, we're born a woman, you know, so we're going to have some of these things going to affect our life. But if we begin to get a hold to God and let him hold our hand, then no matter what the circumstances are, you know, if God's holding your hand, that's the point. That's the thing, is we can begin to get a hold to God, and it just sure makes things better. You look at it differently. You can even treat people better. You know, when God began to touch your life, you can even have a better attitude toward people. You know how Stephen, we look at him, he just, you know, what a spirit he had. God forgive him. They don't even know what they're doing. You know, that's how, if we can begin to get that attitude, Lord, forgive people. You know, because I know we realize some people don't know. They don't understand. And then when we begin to understand better ourselves, and we can have that attitude. God help us to work with people. You know, not beat them up all the time. Not always fighting back and defending ourselves, but we can let God help us. I'm just so thankful today that we are here in the house of God. We're with God's people. You know, we're in fellowship here together. We're sipping on the Holy Ghost wine, God's heavenly spirit that can help us, and we can even meditate on the things of God. So it's good to be here, good to have our visitors. Of course, Brother Harden was here with us Wednesday night, and he blessed us. Appreciate his words and what God is doing in his life. Praise God. And Brother Seawood, back. Good to see him. God is good to us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I know it's somebody else here. What is it? Sister Marie is back. She was here last Sunday from Philadelphia. She's taking some training. And good to have her. See, are we missing anybody? Sister who? Baba Luke.
He's a regular.
Good. Baba Luke. Good to see him. God is good to us. Sister Abraham got her grandkids with her. Good to have them. Got another one coming? All right, more coming. All right. Okay. So we want to pray for God's people. Brother, I don't know if Brother and Sister Board are officially Arkansans, but they sure moved some things down here. So I don't know. We just enjoyed being with them a little bit yesterday, and they was moving some of the things, and they got a nice place over here, south of town. And Brother Mark. All right, Brother Matt, his family. All right, we got Sister Elsie. Remember Sister Elsie's daughter, Brenda, yes, her daughter. All right, remember that need today. Stan Fisher, remember Brother Stan today. Sister Fulton. Donovan, remember Donovan today. Everybody pray for him.
Sister Crow.
Yes, sure. Sister Crow is in the hospital. She's had a surgery, what was Thursday? And I heard she's.
They couldn't do it all laparoscopic. They had to open her up. And that's why she's having to stay in the hospital.
She's got to stay longer. She couldn't. Of course, the laparoscopic.
She's doing good.
Hopefully. Okay. Yes. Brother Fred and Sister Lynette are in Glenwood.
Taking Brother Cole's service, he's out of town. Doug and Yvonne are in a funeral in Republic.
Okay. Brother Doug and Sister Yvonne's in a funeral in Republic. Brother Fred and Lynette's in Glenwood, having Brother Cole, he's out of town. All right. Anybody else? Of course, our regular prayer needs and requests that we have and outstanding requests. Brother McGowan is not feeling too good today. Remember him. He having some problem with his legs, and they started here Wednesday night and didn't make it. So they did make it today, though. Thank God they made it. God bless them. And all right. If there's not any other needs, let's stand and take these requests to the Lord and. Pray that God will help his people and his needs. Their needs. God, we thank you this
day, Lord.
Lamb of God.
Just having this opportunity to come before you.
Bless your people.
Lord Jesus. Praise you. Oh God, help your people.
Oh God.
Continue to she'll recover, Lord.
Oh, we need your help today. Help us, oh God.
Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus. Yes, Lord, help you, Lord. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory,
thank
glory,
you,
glory.
Lord.
Lord, help
you,
Lord.
Oh,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Praise
God. Oh, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord.
Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you. One that are not here.
I guess so.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I failed to mention Brother Daniels. He was sick last weekend. Matter of fact, he didn't even go to work last week. And I talked to him Thursday night, and he was a little better Thursday night, but he was waiting on some results from some tests that they had run on him and some kind of blood work that they had done. and he wasn't sure what they was, you know, gonna find. So I hadn't talked to him since then, but he's not here, so I'm sure he need a prayer. So remember Brother Daniels also. Just keep him on your heart. Hey, Brother Ray Weaver.
He's not here.
Remember Brother Ray and Sister Susan. You know, we just have these people on your hearts when you pray, even when you're at home. Just a continual Sister Jackie Tucker. You know, she needs your prayers. So she's a prayer warrior herself. So just remember that. Just you know, be mindful of God's people and their needs, and keep them on your heart. All right.
Praise his name. Praise his name.
thankful to be here today. Thankful for all of our visitors. Thankful to see Brother Harden. Many years since I've seen him. Thankful for the visitor that he brought with us. And good to see Sister Abraham's grandchildren. And all of our visitors today. I'm thankful for what the Lord is doing in my life and the things that he's brought me through. This has been a hard year for me, Brother Harding. I lost my son in March, killed in a car accident. But God has been good to me. He has brought me through this. You know, I look back over it, and I'm still going through it. There are days, you know, I have my moments. But truly the Lord is good to me. He's bringing me through. He's helping me to keep my mind stayed on him. You know, years past, I used to wonder what would happen if something. See, my mother went through this. She lost my sister, and it really she didn't get over it. She lost her mind, and I thought, Lord, I can't judge my mom in that because I don't know her feelings. I didn't, you know, quite get it. But when it came my time, I'd always kept in my mind that the scripture says, I would keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So I grabbed hold of that scripture and I thought, Lord, I'm not going to lose my mind over this because my strength, my hope is in you. My hope wasn't in my child. I love my child. He was my only child and I loved him. But he was not my life. My life was not bound up in him. And I was so thankful to know that. So thankful to know that my roots are in Christ Jesus. And the teachings that I've been getting here, those things, those thoughts, those moments, they've carried me through. They brought me through this hard time. They're carrying me. And I often go to the Word of God because that's where I find my comfort. In the Word of God. And it's good to know the Word of God because you'll need it to rely on in times of darkness, in times when you're alone. God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And that's a promise. That's not a suggestion. That's a promise. You can depend on that. And I have. I've leaned on the Lord. And when I get in that place, I said, Lord, where are you? Okay, I need you. And there's never been a moment, never been a time that he has not met my need. Never been a time that he wasn't right there when I needed him. And I'm thanking him, I'm thanking him. Because the journey is long. I remember reading in the scripture, I don't remember what prophet it was, but anyway, the angel told, I think it was Elijah. Brother Tally was mentioning about Brother Elijah. And I believe this was Elijah. But anyway, I think he was running from Jezebel. Wasn't it Jezebel? He was wanted his head. Well, anyway, he lay down and went to sleep. And the angel brought him some food. And he told him to rise and eat. And he rose to eat it, and then he went to sleep again, and he told him to rise and eat because the journey was going to be long. So we're in this for the long haul. I'm in this for my life, and I know that it's going to cost my life, but you know what? I can't do it myself. I've already resolved. I cannot do it this in myself. It's going to have to be Christ. Christ in you, the hope of glory. I know that. I know that. So all I can do is offer up a willingness. And that's what I want to do. I want to be willing, Lord. Every time a trial come my way, Lord, help me to be willing to lay down just a little bit more of me. I know it won't happen overnight. It's a process. This journey is a process. And it's going to take the Lord every step of the way. And I know this. And I want to be willing. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Woo, Oh God. You know, if we only knew, if we only could understand the love that he has for us, I cannot fathom a God sitting on the throne, giving his only son for somebody like humanity. My mind just cannot fathom that. I'm not smart enough to fathom that. And I think, Lord, please help me, because I don't look at a soul like that. I don't have that compassion that I need. And I think, Lord, help me to have that compassion for a lost soul. I don't have it. Well, I don't have to tell him that I don't have it. He already knows that I don't have it. He wants me to know that I don't have it and to know what to pray and ask for. So I pray, Lord, help me to have that compassion for a lost soul. Help me, Lord, to get to that place that Brother Talley mentioned Stephen was, that he looked upon those people and said, they know not what they do. Well, to me, they know what they're doing when they do me bad. To me, you knew what you did. I'm not at that place yet, but Lord, I desire to be. I desire to be, Lord. I desire to be all that you would have me to be, Lord. Help me. Create in me a clean heart, Lord, and renew a right spirit within me, oh God. Oh God, this is my desire, my heart's desire. I long for that place in him. I long to awaken in his likeness. Oh God. I love the Lord today. I love him. I desire to be like him. I so desire to be like him. I long. I have a longing in the heart that have called, la, la, la. This is so precious to me. When I came this way, I did not know where I was. I didn't understand where I was. I thought this was the longest church service that anybody could sit in. How do you endure such a long church service? I thought, Lord, I'd go to that church, but the service holds so long. But you know, when the Lord started touching my mind, the time would pass so fast, and I think, where did the time go? Brother Tucker would light into the Word of God, and to me, light was everywhere. Even at midnight, I'd wake up and think, oh, it's so light in here. It was just like this at midnight, and there wasn't a light on in my house, but it was like this, so light. But that was the Lord doing something to my mind. And I thought, Lord, how did I ever live without this? And I wasn't living. I didn't know that I was dead. I was dead, walking dead. But when he touched me, oh God, when he touched me and gave me life, hallelujah, then I knew what love, what living was and what living is. And I'm desiring more of that life, oh God. And he says, I can have it, hallelujah. I can have more of it. And I'm desiring more of that life. Oh God. You know, there's not a trial or a test that we can't face with him, that we can't go through with his help. Because, you know, each one of us, I was thinking, I'm a mother, and I have a child. And if I tell that child, I have something good for you, son, but you have to do so such and such. You have to act such and such a way. Well, now, I can relate to that. You know, I can relate to the Lord treating me as a child, or how I would. Well, he's better to me than I would be to my child, because I don't know any better. And I think, Lord, if I can do that for my child, just think what you can do for me. If I would act the way that you want me to act, if I would do what you want me to do, I thought, Lord, help me not to miss out on the very thing that I can have. You know, there are things that we can have if we would just do right. There are things that we could, and opportunities, and even wealth. You know, he will allow us a portion of wealth. And I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. So thankful that he does. I'm so thankful that he takes good care of us. Oh, God, if we only knew. If we only knew how much he loved us. Oh, God, help me to understand. Help me to have that faith, that trust that Brother Durham was telling us about last Sunday. Painted such a beautiful picture. I understand it a little better, but I have a question that I want to ask him about on that to help me to understand it a little more. But I want my mind open. I want it open to what the Lord has, because if I close out my mind, then I can't learn. But I want to learn. I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to lay down whatever it is that I need to lay down to go with him. And Lord, I pray that you would help me to each day lay down this old life, which is but for a moment compared to eternity. And that's my desire, to see him face to face today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Is that all right? Got it.
Well, it's certainly good to be here again. Feel this wonderful spirit. That's what's important, isn't it? God sent his wonderful spirit to help us in difficult times. I'm thankful today that he's a very present help. The Bible says, in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust him. And I'm thankful today that the Lord is building us in that we can trust the Lord. The Bible said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Praise God. I'm glad that he directed my path here. Good to see Brother Smith again, to be here with you all again, Brother Talon. It's just a good thing to see all the wonderful people of God. And we're in for some wonderful times ahead of us. I come to herald that the best is yet to come. Amen. God raised me up to go proclaim it. Not to lightly esteem what God has given us, and to realize that we have the best. The best is yet to come. It's all out in front. Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind, and we're reaching forth unto something that's far greater than we can imagine. He said, I haven't seen, ye haven't heard, neither have entered the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. Praise God. But the Spirit, the wonderful Spirit of God, I'm glad for the Holy Ghost today. Holy Ghost helped us. Jesus said to those brothers that he wouldn't leave them comforters, but he'd send another comforter. Hallelujah. I'm glad for his comfort. Amen. When we go through difficult times, and I've been through some difficult times, but I thank God he'll bring you out on the glory side. That's his intent. That's what he planned to do, to bring us through when you go through the water. Not if, but when you go through. When you walk through the fire. Oh, hallelujah. You shall not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle up against you. Oh, praise his wonderful name. You know, God been dealing with me so miraculously down here In the last, this week, I had a wonderful time. The Lord. One-on-one with God. My brother Seawood, he came from Michigan down here, and so I'm glad that he's here with us today. And hoping that the Lord will do something in his life greater. You know, he's already done something, but you know there's so much more.
Yes.
There's so much more. There's so much more. Just believe it and shout about it.
Yeah.
Amen. By faith. Yes, by faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. They that come to God must believe that he is. Yeah. And that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. And so I'm thankful today. We just can't give him enough thanksgiving, because he's worthy of thanksgiving. He's worthy of praise. I thought about that song, "Somebody Prayed for Me." Oh, praise God. I'm glad. Aren't you glad today somebody prayed for you? Oh, bless his holy name. And you know, God has given us something. I understand more today why I went through some things that I've gone through already, because, you know, you can bag up. You can bag up off God in your mind. You know, you can come here and okay. All right. Yes. So, back up. Off Oh, yes. You know, you can come here and not have your mind on God. You know, you can have so many other things on your mind. I wonder where I left my pen. You can have so many things on your mind sitting here, you know, and I did that for some time because of hardship, difficulties, and all kinds of problems. You know, you begin to focus on that more than the goodness of God. Somebody said here already that in spite of, God is good. Amen. David said, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good." Amen. So then in Psalms 107, he said, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord." He repeated that four times. He wanted to put emphasis on it, get that over. Mm-hmm. That if we could just praise the Lord for what? His goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. God is doing a wonderful work here. And I remember when I first came here 30 years ago. It's time, you know, time go right on by, doesn't it? Been that long. But I'm thankful. All the things that I've gone through, I'm grateful today, because it caused me to understand him better, to know him better, this is his plan. Amen. The Bible said, "Many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord," thank God we got somebody on our side, "the Lord, he'll deliver them out of every one." And then when we get down where I am, I can say today, it's good for me. It's been good for me that I've been afflicted, because it taught me something. It taught me to love God's people. It taught me to love God. Amen. And so I understand certain scriptures now I didn't understand. The sadness of the countenance makes the heart better. Oh, hallelujah. Job said, "The Lord maketh my heart soft." God is able to make our heart. That's what he's writing his law on, isn't he? The fleshly tables of our heart. He's not writing them up on stones anymore. He's writing them up on the fleshly tables of our heart. His law, his statutes, his judgments. To understand and welcome the judgment of God. I'm learning, and I've learned quite a bit, to welcome the judgment of God. Because all his ways are judgments. You know, the children of Israel, they only understood his acts. But Moses understood his way. And he said all his ways are judgment. Praise God. So I can go on and rejoice in the judgments of God, because I understand he's not judging me unto destruction, but he's judging me to correct me. Every son he bring to glory, he chasing. Oh, hallelujah. That we may take on his divine nature. That's what it's all about, isn't it? being like him. That's why the Son of God came. God sent his Son into the world. He so loved us. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. My God, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So then some things happened down through the years. God sent me here. I thought the other day, I was the most talked about person maybe coming to the body of Christ. Because everywhere I go now, they say, oh, I remember you. Say, you the guy came here with that bag with Jesus written on it. they say, you lost a lot of weight, but I remember you. You came here preaching that name, Jesus. And they kept talking about that till I kind of shied away. They say, oh, here come that Jesus name preacher. But they didn't know I saw more. I understand what I've gotten since I've been here. Amen. I understand more about the name of the Lord. But you know the name of the Lord is a strong tower? Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. God told me that's why I sent you here. And that's why you went through what you went through. Because you refused to glorify and magnify my wonderful name. That's why Isaiah could say unto us, a child is born. Talking to that Jewish nation. My God, he said unto us, a child is born, a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. We ought to see the glory of his name here today. Amen. How wonderful it is. How glorious it is. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. My God, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Oh, hallelujah. Everything else out here is coming to an end. My God, we got something today that there's no end to. So we can go on and praise him. Amen. Go on and glorify him. Because we brought nothing into this world. And it's a certainty that we can take nothing out. Oh, hallelujah. So praise God today. I'm glad that God gave him his glorious name. That's why those brothers could go up to the gate called Beautiful and say, silver and gold have I none. You know, God has encouraged me. I'm going throughout the land and the country, brother, magnifying. I'm going to glorify his wonderful name. I'm going to lift up his name because his name is good. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to praise the name of the Most High, to show forth his loving kindness in the morning. Oh, hallelujah. And his faithfulness every night. That's why he said to Moses, "Say, I want you to bless my children like this. Put my name upon them, and I will bless them." Thank God today because it's so great. It's so wonderful. I see how wonderful it is. Thank God today, and I'm not going to bag up. I intend to set a blaze in the midst of God's people. Oh, hallelujah. Because the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 9, says, every battle of the warrior is with confused heart. Do you know everywhere I go, folks are confused? But thank God, he said, this shall be with burning and with fuel of fire. Unto us a child is born, a son is given. Thank God the Jews, they rejected it, didn't they? But my God, he came, amen, to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. My God, even to them that believe on his great name. My God, his name is him with us. Thank God I found that out being here this weekend. Oh, hallelujah. My God, I was so anxious to get here today to lift up my hands in the name of the Lord. The Bible said, thus will I bless the Lord while I live. I will lift my hands in the name of the Lord. Thank God today I'm glad I can still raise my hand. My God, my shoulders hurt a little bit, but that's all right. I can get up. I'm going to lift my hand in the name of the Lord because it's a wonderful thing. Thank God. And I'm excited about it. Amen. Amen. It's had to revive me. Woo! Nobody know where I've been and where I was, where my mind been. My God, God lifted me up. Oh, hallelujah. Gave me, you talking about joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, hallelujah. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. So I want to keep the joy of the Lord. I don't want that to diminish again. Praise God. So they can call me whatever they want. He said, they're going to hate you for my name's sake. They're going to hate you for my name's sake. So I'm going on magnifying his great name. You know, long as I was talking about his name, nobody never challenged me. But as soon as I tried to be like Brother Smith and Brother Leninger and started to be like other men, because I didn't they had a message that I didn't understand. And I said to be like other men. God said, you can't be like other men. You got to be yourself. Praise God. So then, one day I got up on the campground, I started talking about the Sabbath day. They challenged me. Yeah. First time. Brother Eckerberry set me up, you know. Brother Eckerberry set me up. He always set me up. He said, I want you to get up and bless the people. I didn't think I had nothing to bless the people with too much, you know. But he would always sit me on the front row and say, now you get up and bless the people. Well, I didn't think I had nothing to bless the people. But I understand now that God had given me something. Oh, hallelujah. My God, it ain't only being in the name of the Lord, but it's something else to it. It's something so, you know, I heard a lot of people say, oh, do you know what that means? But listen, I found out it's greater than what they could ever imagine. Oh, hallelujah. It's Emmanuel. A virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. And being interpreted, God with us. Brother, I've been lightly esteeming that God was with me. That's why he said, no matter where you go, I'm with you. Thank God. His name is with us. And I'm thankful for the body of Christ that have understanding, praise God, of the name of the Lord, because it's a great name. And we're the minimize. That's why those brothers was able to be beaten. Somebody, we might be headed for a whipping here. We just getting ready for it. You know, because they said this. They said, "They didn't we threaten you? Didn't we straightly threaten you not to teach and preach in that wonderful name?" But Peter said this. He said, it doesn't matter to you or me. He said, we've been counted worthy to suffer shame for the name of the Lord. Thank God today. So I'm going on and magnifying. I'm talking about something so great. David said, oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. He said, when I consider the work of your hand, my God, the sun, the stars, the moon, which your hand has made. He says, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man, amen, that thou visited him? Do you feel a visitation here today from the Lord? My God, I raise my hands today and just touch. He's there to touch you. He's there to help you. He's there to lift us up. He's there to give us strength and joy, because we don't know what we're facing. Nobody in here know what you're facing. But thank God he's preparing us today. So I'm so grateful today to be here. I'm so thankful that God raised me up and I drew back and became unthankful. Oh, hallelujah, of the things of God. Became unthankful when I came to the body of Christ. My God, being beaten up in religion for a long time and hungry and thirsting for something so wonderful and so great. And then God brought me here. Oh, hallelujah. Brother, God brought me to the body of Christ. David said, who am I and what is my house that thou hast brought me hitherto? But yet this is a small thing with God, that for us to be here today. We ought to praise him today. We ought to magnify him today and glorify him, because he's worthy. I was looking at the hills and the mountains. You know, I'm able to see that better today than I have ever in my life. To see the creation of God, his people. Somebody said here today that I love people. I understand people. I see the people of God. My God, it's so wonderful. Thank God, and I'm excited. If I get too loud, you just tell me, because I plan to get loud on this. I do, because this thing is so great. It's so wonderful. It's so great, brother. Hallelujah. Words can't even describe the greatness of God. My God, one writer said God is great and we don't even know him. Oh, hallelujah. And then there's a lot we have. We don't understand what we have. Thank God we don't understand what we have. Oh, hallelujah. We don't understand what God has given us. So then, I'm so grateful to be here to magnify the Lord, to talk about his goodness and his wonderful name, because it's a great thing. It's a strong tower. And we're running a race. What are we running in? We're running in the name of the Lord. We have understanding. You know, we're dealing with a great mystery. The Bible said, great is the mystery of godliness. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. Do you know I'm looking at a mystery when I see you? Nobody in here can tell how we came together. This is a great mystery. Nobody knows how I got here. The circumstances that led me to the body of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. It was a great mystery. Folks asked me, where are you going? You know, I lost everything. People, I had a church and went back to the church. They closed the door on me and say I couldn't come in anymore. But I was glad. I just went back to tell them about the good news. I didn't go back to stay. I just went to tell them about what I found. I found a treasure. Oh, hallelujah. I found something so great. I found something so wonderful. And I just wanted everybody to have it. It's just like what I got here today. It's just like what God has given us today. He's put his name here. My God, he said, in the place that I choose to put my name, he said, that's where you bring the sacrifice. I'm thankful today that a lot of folks are going a lot of places today and don't even know where they are. They know not that they're dead or there. Now they're guests in the depths of hell. Thank God, I'm glad I found a place where wisdom is building a house. She's hewn out of 7 pillars. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God today where people are killing their beasts. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, and mingling our wine. That's what we're doing here today. We come to kill our beast. Thank God today and to mingle our wine. Thank God. I'm glad for the glory of God. I'm glad for what I found. I found a people, my God, that loved me. Amen. Amen. I'd been a lot of places and didn't find this. Didn't find love. You don't have to, you know, John said it's not in word or in tongue, but it's in deed and in truth. When I came, Brother Wanigan, I knew you loved me. I didn't have to ask Brother Mickey Smith didn't have to do nothing to let me. His spirit, it was so wonderful. And to see you done grow up on me. Hallelujah. See, that you don't have to go around telling folks you love them. When I came here, my God, I felt the love of God. It was so real. I was journeying back to Ben Harbor weeping and crying and wondering, where have you been? Because where I was, I didn't feel what I feel here today. And it's genuine. Thank God it's real. It's not a put on, it's a come on. My God, God is doing it. Jesus said, up on this rock, I'll build my church. Thank God, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I found out since I've been here what the gates of hell were. I found out what the ditch, and I got something to praise God for. Oh, hallelujah. I got more today to praise God for than I had before. And I'm going to bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits. My God, who healeth all our diseases. My God, who redeemed my life from destruction. Thank God today I'm so thankful that God did it, brother. It wasn't my mother, my sister, my brother, but it was God that did it. Here I am. Thank God can still glorify. And I bagged up and sat down. Oh, it ain't worth it. I done growed old now. You know there's something good for the old? I said, I done growed old. My children was talking me down. Daddy, you sick now. You need to take it easy and lay down. Folks told me before I left Detroit, said, you too old to travel. You know I've been traveling for 2 months. I found out they were lying. And listen, I feel good. I feel good because I'm going on and I'm going to do what God has called me to do. That's glorify him. What else can I do? What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits unto me? But take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Jeremiah said, I was in a low dungeon, but I remembered the name of the Lord. Thank God that's how I got out of that trouble. My God, calling on the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. He lifted me up, gave me strength, gave me joy unspeakable and full of glory. This is rich, folks. And I'm glad I found it. I'm glad God led me to it. Thank God, the body of Jesus Christ. There's a lot of people out here calling themselves the body of Jesus Christ. My God, I was telling Brother Seawood yesterday,
It's built on charity. I'm thankful for Brother William Sodders, my God, that laid a foundation of charity. Jesus said this, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples. Oh, how that you have love one for to the other. Thank God today I feel the love of God here. Oh, praise his wonderful name. And so I'm so grateful for the Lord today and what he's doing in our life. Listen, don't bag up off him. It doesn't matter about difficulties. He got something better for us. Yes, he got some. Why should it be thought a thing incredible that God wouldn't have the best for you or have more for you than what you have? Oh, praise God. So let's go on and get it. What are we waiting for? How do you get it? By praising God.